It's big, it's bold, and it's back. It's the mass shopping event that last year saw sales of $20 billion, over four times as much as Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the US. In the first hour of what is known as Singles Day, or Double 11, orders were coming in at 175,000 per second. Marcus Wong, head of partnerships and marketing at Digital Marketing Community Warrior Forum, says Australia needs to join the game or risk being left behind.
You know, that's $1 billion an hour. I don't think anybody has ever seen the capacity of that. And if we apply some logic to, you know, $1 billion an hour worth of transactions, you know, that's 1,000 businesses doing $1 million, you know, over the course of every hour. And that's quite incredible. You know, a lot of brands internationally like Nike, Gap, you know, MAC Cosmetics, these guys are all already involved in, you know, from Australia's perspective, you know, a lot of our side is coming from the beauty aspect. So a lot of cosmetics, a lot of, you know, skincare, healthcare, and I guess that's why Chemist Warehouse, you know, took the reins from that perspective.
According to Mark, Double 11 provides opportunities we can't get from eBay or Gumtree and offers unprecedented access to Australian, Chinese and international brands.
People that are selling are not just based in China. So even though the platform is in Chinese predominantly, there are a lot of English sellers on there, and that's inclusive of companies like Chemist Warehouse. So I strongly advise for a lot of local companies to start investigating these, and it's quite easy to set up, actually. Because the form's based in English, so you can set it up quite simply. But as far as integrating with Singles Day, integrating with Alibaba even, it's become far easier now since Alibaba's released their own fulfillment by system, which means, you know, if you're an online local business retailer, you know, if you want to market a different product, then you can do so and have that order fulfilled by Alibaba, and you earn a commission from those sales as well.
Chinese retail giant Alibaba, headed by Jack Ma, transformed the de facto holiday from an anti-Valentine's Day into a global shopping phenomenon. This year, the company says over 15 million products from more than 140,000 brands will be taking part.
It's not just your big commercial companies, you know, that are pulling in, you know, all the revenue like Vegemite and whatnot, right? It's all your little artisanal local stores that now have the capacity to run an e-commerce platform through Alibaba and through Tmall specifically, to then on-sell to foreign customers.
And with 430 million Chinese active on Tmall, Alibaba's main platform, it is becoming an essential part of our engagement with China.
If local businesses aren't willing to embrace digital media and digital advertising, and particularly events associated with that on an international level, then they're going to get lost in the rat race of things. You know, companies that have started to embrace that, you can definitely tell. You know, you look up some of your local cafes that are starting to reach out. You know, you can see Campos, or you can see, you know, Velanero, or you can see, you know, all these little coffee brands starting to do this digital advertising as well. And you know, I think that's where the future of business is being able to reach out to your audience online and perpetually stay in their face.
And as the scale and growth of the event continues to increase, perhaps the China-Australia business relationship will too. Debbie Ning, 2SER.